Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Please remember to visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/power, the letter N, God Ministries. You can also visit us on Instagram at www.instagram.com/PowerForGodMinistry. And please remember to visit us on x.com or twitter.com/ministriespage. Please have a wonderful day. You can also email us at powerinGodMinistries@gmail.com. Also, email us at chriskansonjr.com. Thank you and enjoy the program that is already in progress. Coming up is the song Journey featuring Kimberell and Vision by Richard Smallwood.
Thank you.
That again was Richard Smallwood featuring Vision and Kim Burrell singing Journey from his album Live in New York. I am so graciously applauding of you all for making Power and Dodge the podcast your listening station. We are celebrating 55 episodes, y'all. 55 episodes. This is the 55th episode of the podcast of Power in God, the podcast. I so do thank you for making this your listening station. Great time of the day to you. I just want to say thank God for another day's journey. The old people used to say, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. And I'm glad, so glad about it. Yes, I'm glad, so glad about it. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad, so glad about it. I'm so glad to be alive. And that is the sentiment, or should be the sentiment of everybody's life. It's another day's journey, and we ought to be glad about it. Today's topic for the show is the equipment to get through. The equipment to get through. And we're going to go to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in the 12th, in the 10th, through the 12th verses. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. If you have your Bibles, please go with me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 10th through the 12th verses. Ephesians 6, 10 and 12. 10 through 12, excuse me. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and authorities of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, within which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And I said 10 through 12, but I believe that was 10 through 16. So if you are reading your Bible, that was Ephesians 6, 10 through 16, coming from the New International Version of the Bible. So when we say the equipment to get through, we are generally talking about the armor of God. Now, when I think about this scripture, my favorite piece of the armor of God are two particular pieces of armor. And the first one would be the shield of faith. And the second one would be the gospel of the shoes of peace. The shield of faith. In the gospel of the shoes of peace now. Every piece of the armor of God is important. But those two would be my biggest parts of the armor. Number one, the gospel of peace means that I believe Joshua said it best in the book of chapter 1, wherever your feet shall trod, that God has given it to you. And if God has given it to you, he has given you the tools to succeed, not only just in life, but he has given you the tools that you need to go with peace. And peace is very important because the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. God is the author of peace and the author and the finisher of our faith. Not only are the shoes of peace important, but the shield of faith. And also, I want to add a third piece of armor in my favorites, the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So my three favorite pieces of armor are the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the breastplate of righteousness. The sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace. And no, the sword, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. Those are my three favorite pieces of armor. Why? Because with the sword of the Spirit, you can combat the enemy with the word of God. And also in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life. He has prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So when you walk in a room, you should exude peace. That's why you have the shoes of the gospel of peace, because that's what the gospel brings. That's what the gospel of the Lord brings, is peace. And sometimes the Lord will, and sometimes you will go through things and you don't even have to give the devil the credit, because sometimes God allows you to go through things to really mold your character. So as I said before, my three favorite pieces of armor are the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and the gospel of the shoes of peace. So when you are having the shield of faith, that means no matter what you go through, you are shielded with protection. You are shielded with peace. You are shielded from sickness, shielded from somebody scandalizing your name, shielded from the problems of everyday life, because you have that piece of armor that is protecting you and covering you. People always pray in a part of a prayer, and I love this about prayer. People always pray, form a hedge of protection around them. Form a hedge of protection, and some of them say a fiery hedge of protection, because we need that fire to purify, that fire to burn away. There was a message that was preached at my home church on Sunday by one of our deacons, and the message was entitled, Through the Fire. And he illustrated that even when fire burns away things, it will never burn away the Bible. It will never burn away the Bible. You can go in a house and the whole house would be burned, but the Bible will never burn because it's the infallible Word of God. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to pray and then we're going to close out. Never hold true to your own flesh, but always hold on to God. Never hold true to your flesh and what's going on around you, but always hold on to God. And on yesterday, I had a meltdown, y'all. I had a serious meltdown with everything going on with me personally. I myself succumbed to my flesh and I had a meltdown. But one thing I know is that God is protecting me in spite of everything going on. He is protecting me. And this is one thing I know about you all, that God will protect you as long as you put on the breastplate of righteousness and the waistbelt of truth and the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. When you put these things on, nothing or no one can deter you from being victorious in God. We're going to close this podcast with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of gathering, this time of acknowledging your name, and this time of giving your name praise and glory. Father, we ask, God, that you would give your people the knowledge they need and the equipment that they need to go through it, whatever it is that they're going through, whether it be bereavement, whether it be money troubles, whether it be marital troubles, whether it be troubles in their family, troubles in their home, or just general sadness or whatever it is, God. We know that you will give us the equipment to go through, as it says in the book of Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 17. Father, we know that you will help us as long as we have the armor of God. Father, we thank you that you are giving us peace, even in this time of whatever it is that your servant or servants may be going through. Father, we know that you give us whatever we need as long as we call it out in your son Jesus' name, because the Bible says, when we call on Jesus, he will answer us. Hallelujah. So for those who need a touch from you, or for those who need to be saved, Father, we pray that you have done something or said something in this podcast. Remove me, remove Christopher out of the way, and let them see you for who you really are today. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Stay tuned for messages regarding the ministry. And as I say at the end of this and everything regarding Power in God Ministries, plug into your Power in God. For those of you who didn't tune in on my birthday episode, or it might have been the episode after that, because I don't believe I did one on my birthday. But just in case y'all didn't tune into the one after or on April 26th, I'm going to let you know something. Dinner Time Talk is about to return. The live broadcast of the triad of broadcast is about to return. With much prayer and deliberation, I decided to go back on Facebook and continue to minister what God has given me. I have not given up on the ministry that God has placed me in and placed me with. You know, even though I go through my fleshly moments, even though I have times where sometimes I don't even know what's going on, but God. So dinner time talk will commence on May the 9th in 8 days. 8 days from tomorrow, dinner time talk will commence. Well, it's really 7 days now, but you know, dinner time talk starting in the year of 2020. It was a part of a triad of broadcasts on Facebook. The triad was morning coffee, which was a broadcast in the morning, afternoon tea, which was the afternoon broadcast, and of course dinner time talk was the evening. But dinner time talk is returning starting May the 9th at 8 p.m. nightly on Facebook. Please tune in for more messages. Plug into your power in God. I love you all. Be blessed. That's all for today's podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please tune in to the next episode. You can email us at poweringodministries@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at christopherconjr.wixite.com/powerfulgodministry. Also, you may call our 24-hour consultant line / prayer line at 803-357-0336. Thank you for joining us, and please remember to plug into your power in God.